quantum hologram. It reflects what we have become in our lives. There's a subtle and important difference between what we do and what we become. In our outward expression of life, we can do things that appear one way. What this teaching is saying, and what the ancients are saying, and what quantum physics now is suggesting, is while what we do is important, what we become inside while we're doing it is really important. So another way of looking at this, here is the quantum hologram, our non-physical world of possibilities, every possibility you could ever imagine, all the healing and peace you could ever imagine in your world, it's already here, as well as all the suffering and the illness. It's already here. It's a blueprint. What the teachings are saying, what quantum physics is suggesting, is that there's something we do in our lives that speaks to this blueprint. There's a language that awakens specific blueprints and crystallizes them through vibration into what we know as the events of our world. They have meaning in our lives. So there's a language here. Our non-physical, unseen world of possibility and our physical world of experience. What is the link? We're now beginning to understand through science, the ancients told us in their way, the link is human emotion. Emotion is the link. Emotion awakens the blueprint and produces the effect that we see in our world. We must feel the feelings in our bodies of what we choose to experience in our world. Feel the feelings in our bodies of what we choose to experience. Not what we don't want to experience. Creation apparently doesn't understand the word don't. So if you say, don't think of a pink elephant, creation, what have you got? I mean, you're immediately thinking of a pink elephant. It's all done in the affirmative, in the positive. What we feel, what we become in the unseen realms. Remember, this is the realm where the four forces of nature merge into one potent power. This is the realm where emotion speaks to that power. So through the power of human emotion, coherent, heart-based emotions, we are speaking the language to these forces here, and we're seeing the effects in the world around us. The language of their time, ancient traditions left this very empowering message to the people of their future. And now we're trying to understand the language of our time. We began with this great mystery. The mystery looks like this. Something we do in our lives triggers a process in our bodies that interacts with the forces of creation and affects our physical world. When it does, we call it miracles. That language says heart-based feeling and emotion changes the chemistry of our bodies. Scientists know this. Producing quantum effects that affect our physical world. And it's done through the quantum hologram. It's the same thing. So heart-based feeling and emotion changes the chemistry of our bodies, producing effects that extend beyond our bodies. The effects are not limited to our physical bodies. And it's done through the quantum hologram. They left us very precise instructions in terms of how we do this. These are right out of the Dead Sea Scrolls from the Essenes. They say that we live in this world in three ways. Three are the dwellings of the sons and daughters of man. Thought, feeling, and body. So we interpret, we live in our world through thought, through feeling, and body. And it's with thought, feeling, and body. When these three become one, you will say to the mountain, move, and the mountain will move. Does that have a new meaning now? That is so clear. The 2,500-year-old text. What an amazing thing to be able to say. So from this perspective, thought, feeling, and emotion associated with the energy centers of our bodies. The emotion is the power source that must be given direction. Thought gives it direction and creates what's called a feeling. Feeling is associated then with the one energy center remaining in our body that has not been accounted for, the human heart. The human heart. And I think that's so interesting. In the Western world today, the number one cause of death in adults in the Western world today is heart disease. And this also may help to explain perhaps why that is. In our hearts are the place where we reconcile what is happening between our emotions and our thoughts. In our emotions that we carry in the lower energy centers of our bodies, in our emotions, we have the experience of what we sense is true for us personally in our lives, the way we choose to live our lives.
the values that are important to us in our lives. On the one hand, in the upper energy centers, we have the thoughts of what the world around us, what our society, what our communities, what our civilization, what our family says to us must be true. And in our heart centers, we must reconcile. This is where the battle occurs. This is where the tension happens. In our hearts, we've got to reconcile what we sense is true for us personally with what the world around us says must be so. Our feelings are the result of that reconciliation. So bless our hearts as we have the opportunity to reconcile all that we know about our world with what we feel in our bodies. At the same time, our feelings then become the beliefs, and the beliefs are the language, the programs of consciousness, literally the language it speaks to the mind of God. We can try a little example of this before we move into the next section and actually begin applying it. What I'll invite you to do, what's so fascinating, this literally is an internal technology, thought, feeling, and emotion, three separate yet related experiences occurring within our bodies. What's so interesting about this is we can have the same thought, imbue that thought with different emotions, and create very different feelings, and in doing so, change the chemistry within our bodies and influence on the quantum level the world around our bodies, and all we did was change an emotion. The ability to be able to do something like this at will, on command, is the beginning of a very, very powerful internal technology. And it's this technology that we'll share in the next sections that allow us to bring healing into our bodies and peace into our worlds with very little effort once we understand how the principles work in our lives.